6 o'clock in the evening. It continues after the 10 o'clock news as well with John Phillips. This is Radio Mercury, AM and FM, broadcasting to the heart of the South 24 hours a day. The 10 o'clock news, this is John Davis.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Judith Falcon. A small Surrey village has declared UDI. Mickleham, near Box Hill, made the announcement 10 minutes ago after an all-night council meeting. The move follows talks with the Foreign Office over a 400-year-old charter, which the villagers say establishes Mickleham as an independent duchy. This coupled with the discovery of substantial reserves on Box Hill. They've now thrown up barricades around the village. From the scene, Graham Freer.
Some 300 yards north of the village itself, the villagers have set up a barricade, a hay cart pulled across the road, blocking the entrance to the village. The police have arrived in the shapes of PCs Wilcox and Monkton. What are you going to do about this now?
I'm going to see if we can get them to clear the road and talk about this partly.
Right, we're going to go up to the barricades now. How can you make them take it down?
Reason with them, tell them that there's a sensible way to deal with this.
They are chanting, "We want independence."
We want independence. Ladies and gentlemen, Mickleham, I have an announcement to make. From this moment on, Mickleham is its own dukedom. We have declared independence. We are free and independent. By this great charter, which I hold in my hand, signed and sealed by King Charles II, bestowing upon this village independence in the shape of a dukedom, we take this independence. We are financially assured by our own oil well, and it is now producing sufficient...
Stop! Stop everything at the moment! Can you stop everything? Stop! Will you stop and move the hay cart off the road?
Scenes of confusion there from Mickleham. We do hope to return to our reporter Graham Freer later this morning. Other news now. Mrs. Thatcher will fly into Namibia today in a dramatic end to her African tour. South Africa relinquishes control of the country today to the United Nations in the first stage of moving Namibia towards independence. Lawyers defending former White House aide Oliver...
We have plenty of oil here in the village, so we can actually finance ourselves very well. We have blocked the road so far. We have sealed off the village entirely. We have been approached by the police who have asked us to move, we have resisted, obviously. They have threatened that they're going to be taking further action. Quite frankly, we are very well prepared, and I don't envisage that we will have any problems at all.
But should it come to it, are you prepared to fire to defend yourselves?
Should it be necessary, all I'm prepared to say at this moment is that we are very, very well prepared. You have seen some of our ground forces. We have other forces as well within our village.
Indeed. Major Evans, who is commanding the actual forces, tells me there's some 15,000 rounds a minute of firepower available.
Yes, I believe that to be correct. We also have heavy artillery as well.
But how long do you intend to keep this up, please?
This is permanent.
What does it mean for people who live here?
It means independence. It's going to give them incredible wealth and freedom. We have announced already this morning that we are abolishing VAT. Income tax does not need to be paid for any of the local villages.
This is Graham Freer from Mickleham in Surrey for Radio Mercury News.
Thank you, Graham. And we will be crossing back to Mickleham at 11 o'clock to see if there have been any further developments. Radio Mercury News. Shots have been fired and a full-scale battle seems possible. At the scene, Graham Freer.
Yes, firing has just broken out here in Mickleham. The Mickleham Free Forces are confronting two units of the British Army. I'm facing two small tanks at the moment. Their 4-inch guns are pointing right at me. Behind me are the villagers and the forces of the Mickleham Free Army. They are firing one at the other. The Mickleham forces seem to have about 30 men. They tell me they have 15,000 rounds of firepower per minute available if they want it. The British Army has tanks.
Boundaries and borders of Mickleham. Make sure that they are fully defended at all times.
That is Owen Prendergast on the barricade. He is defying the forces that have arrived. There'll be more in a few seconds, I expect. I'll come back to you if anything develops beyond this.
Thank you very much, Graham. And as Graham Freer says, we will be going back to Mickleham as and when we need to. If we don't need to go back before 11 o'clock, there will be a full report in our 11 o'clock bulletin. Radio Mercury News.
Mickleham Free Forces are putting up a spirited resistance. You can hear some gunfire in the background. These two large 4-inch guns, indeed, I think the one... There's very little that can be done by the Mickleham Free Forces, I think, against such firepower, but I'll come back to you with more news as it happens. Graham Freer in Mickleham for Radio Mercury News.
A very serious situation, obviously, there in Mickleham, and we will be bringing you a full report during our 11 o'clock news.